Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Sarah. She had been treated as a little princess her whole life. Then, her family fell on some hard times. She had to quit school and instead went to work doing domestic chores. It was very hard for her. She lost all of her school friends except for Ermengarde. Sarah's new friend Becky worked long hours with her cleaning. It was a very tough life for both of them. One night, Ermengarde got quietly out of bed and went upstairs to the attic. Sarah was not there, so Ermengarde sat on the bed and waited. At 10 o'clock, Sarah came slowly into the room. Ermengarde looked at her.
"Oh, Sarah," she cried. "Are you ill? Your face is white, and you look so tired."
"It was a hard day, Army," said Sarah. She sat down. "Miss Minchin was angry with us. Becky and I had no dinner and no tea."
"Does that happen often?" said Ermengarde unhappily.
"You never told me.
Are you hungry now?"
Sarah looked at her.
"Yes," she whispered. "Yes, I am."
Ermengarde jumped up.
"Oh, Sarah," she cried. "I had a box of things from home today. There's a big cake in it. I'll get it, and you and Becky can eat it all."
Soon, Ermengarde was back and took out the cake.
"Oh, miss, look at that," said Becky.
"You are kind, Army," said Sarah. She laughed.
"It's magic, you know. When things are bad, something nice always happens. Here you are, having a party."
Ermengarde gave Sarah and Becky some cake, and they began to eat. Suddenly, they stopped.
"Oh no," whispered Becky. "It's Miss Minchin."
Then the door opened, and Miss Minchin came in.
"So, Lavinia was right," she said angrily. "Tea with Princess Sarah? Well, you're not a princess anymore, young lady. You'll pay for this. Yes, you will pay."
"Go back to your room, Ermengarde," Miss Minchin said coldly, "and take these things with you. And tomorrow," she looked at Sarah, "there's no breakfast, no dinner, and no tea for you. Remember that."
The poor little princess was in trouble again, and the magic was gone, gone, gone. Thank you.